Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stolzis sharing with you today. The last few days I spoke on, just briefly touched on where our heart needs to be as the we get closer to the end times. In my this evening, or I'm sorry, as I was considering preparing for this devotion, I came across Psalm 124, and I just felt it was fitting as I closed my time on this as a daily sharing with you the daily devotions. And the last few times, and those of you who haven't been listening in before, just shared there in 1 Peter, where the Lord is long-suffering, that none should perish. And I just touched briefly on that even though we can try to vote in better leaders and presidents, and but as the end times come, the scripture makes it very clear that they're going to be very hard times. And we just need to be in Christ and know who our King, who our true King is. I just wanted to share this with you in Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let men, when men rose up against us, they repeat that. In the first verse it says, if it had not been that the Lord who was on our side, then they repeat it again in verse 2. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us, when the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who hath made heaven and earth. And I think that's important that we recognize. You know, yes, we can do things to prep as we get into these times. There's many different things that people can do, but I'm going to let that up to your own discretion. But one thing we need to realize is our help is in the name of the Lord who hath made heaven and earth. So Lord bless you, and may he keep you.